We'll call the Committee on Rules and Administration to order. A quorum is present. It is Tuesday, the 21st of April. Members, we have a pretty abbreviated agenda. We've got two late bills, and then Senator Hahn has a motion for a committee change. So Senator Pappas, Senate File 1398 is the omnibus pension bill. Why is it late?
Mr. Chairman, you know, the majority changed in the House, so they had to appoint new members to the Pension Commission from the House, and they just took longer than was anticipated and was for our needs. So we got a late start with the Pension Commission. And then we had some issues. We were waiting for information from PERA about their the amounts they needed from the state for MRF, and that took a little bit longer to get that amount, but it did result in a $16 million savings for the state, so that was good. So that's why we missed the deadline.
Does anybody want to know what's in the bill? Or can we just waive the rule?
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Limmer.
Mr. Chair, Senator Pappas, would you suggest if there's any substantive issues in this bill, or is it more cross-references, sentence structures?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Limmer, there are definitely substantive issues in this bill. I wouldn't necessarily call them controversial. I think we got unanimous support in the Pension Commission for them. They're positive, but there's always substantive changes. And I will be in full finance with this bill.
Oh.
And I think maybe in the division, too.
Mr. Chair, I'll hold my questions for the Finance Committee. I'm a member there.
Anybody else feel like they need to go through it today? Senator Stump.
Do you need a motion?
Senator Stump moves that joint rule 2.03 be suspended for all further proceedings of Senate File 1398 and that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government be adopted.
Okay.
Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary, no. Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Senator Pappas, thank you. Senator Sparks. I understand he's on his way. So. Senator Sparks, Senate File 2056, the Advisory Council Workers' Compensation Bill. Maybe Senator Sparks, you can tell us why you're here with a late bill.
Mr. Chairman and members, thank you so much for calling this Rules Committee today. There's been a lot of negotiation that's been taking place with the Workers' Comp Advisory Council. They worked very hard to try to meet their initial deadline. However, they were not able to meet that. But with a lot of hard work and effort, we were able to have both sides come together, the chamber and the labor unions. Commissioner Peterson was hoping to be here today, but he was a strong advocate for this. They didn't meet committee deadlines, but we do have an agreement today on this important bill, and that's why we're in front of the Rules Committee today.
Any discussion on the Workers' Comp Advisory Council bill?
Mr. Chair, one quick.
Senator Gazelka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Sparks, so you know, typically on this advisory council, there's two opposing sides, and they have to kind of find agreement, and that has happened in this bill.
Mr. Chair and Senator Gazelka, that's absolutely true. The chamber and the labor unions worked very hard to put this together. It's been worked on for many years, and I think it's a very important first piece, but they did have both agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion necessary?
Yeah.
Senator Sieben moves the joint rule 2.03 be suspended for all further proceedings on Senate File 2056 and the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development be adopted. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fischbach.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Don't wake her up.
Do you want me to make Senator Hand, Senator Fischbach requested to be removed from a committee, and is she being put on another one, or is she just being her duties being reduced here?
Mr. Chairman, she's begged off and wants to have an easy schedule from here on out. So,
there you go.
Mr. Chairman, I have a brief motion to on the subcommittee on ethics to replace Senator Fischbach with Senator Kiffmeyer. Senator Fischbach has got some, personal considerations that she'd like to devote more time to, and so this makes sense. So I would move that we take a vote, that we make that change in the committee.
Under discussion, Senator Fischbach, let me thank you for the time you served on the ethics committee. There's nothing easy about it. It's a difficult place to be and sometimes pretty time-consuming. So thank you for your willingness over several years to serve on it. Any other discussion on the hand motion to replace Fischbach with Kiffmeyer on the ethics committee? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Contrary, no. I don't believe we have any other business. So that concludes our agenda. The Rules Committee is adjourned.